and welcome back to Swan and Judd Review. I'm Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Judd.
And, well, just to let you know how little there is to watch, I was actually watching last week's In the Kitchen with David on QVC.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. I mean, it's sad because there's not a lot on TV.
Yeah. That's why it's sad. Yeah. That's
why it's sad. Okay, well, let's get the week started. Let's see. On Big Brother, Will, Ashley, and Keanu were up on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keanu gets pulled off, and Will ends up going home. Surprising to everyone, because I didn't expect that.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's a bit of a floater, but... he was a well-liked floater, so...
Sure.
But we're down to the last, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, so they got to get rid of the floaters. And also, tonight, I don't know if it's going to be on tonight, because this is the Emmys, so we may have another Tuesday night show this week. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Who can get enough, right?
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody can get enough.
Yeah, let's see. David Chang this week, he had Fortune Feimster back. She's the first three-time returnee. But she's, and I know why, because she talks, asks smart questions, and she's funny. So that makes the show all the better. And this time he did TV dinners, but upscale TV dinners, like Salisbury steak with corn and potatoes and gravy, the mushroom gravy. And he served it, the last thing he made, he served it in a dish with, the compartments.
So metal or plastic?
It was plastic.
Sure. Like a cafeteria tray.
Yeah, so you can always throw those in the microwave if you need to heat it up. So.
Sure.
And he said, he goes, and I wish people would stop being so angry at the microwave. Okay, if nothing else, it's a great way to steam vegetables. That's how I think about it. Steaming your vegetables, it's the best way of doing them. And it's true.
Well, I think because people don't read the instructions not everything is supposed to be cooked full power. You know, and if you do play with your powers and whatnot, I have made, and I'm thinking of making again, like a chicken broccoli casserole in the microwave instead of baking it, because it takes less time. It doesn't heat up the house, but if you put it in the microwave at full power, it doesn't work. You have to sit it at 50% and let it go for about 20 minutes, and then it cooks through just fine.
Well, there you go. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
It's true. Most people think of microwaves as having one power.
Yeah.
Give it some time and power. And that's it. Yeah. Let's see. Project Runway this week was really interesting because at the very end, we were down to there's five people left. And so there's the bottom two, and they're sitting there talking. And she's, Heidi's talking about this. And she goes, she names out the two people and go, you're both eliminated. And then all of a sudden there's a big question mark to be continued. It's like watching the old Batman show.
Sure.
So we don't know if it's a true elimination, but I mean, they're only down to five, so I don't know. So that was exciting. On Eye of the Storm, we were in, it's December 2023, and it's a tornado running through Tennessee, but hitting Clarksville. I was waiting for some kind of reference. Now, did you know that that was an anti-war song?
No.
Yeah?
No. I can't even say I know the lyrics to it.
Well, because he wants you to meet at the last train to Clarksville, because I'll be leaving in the morning and I may not return. I may not be coming back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they're heading to probably Biloxi, Mississippi, and then they're shipped out to Vietnam.
Sure. Okay.
So I think that's the Flight of the Bumblebee.
Close enough.
Okay. And let's see, what do we have here? Oh, South Park. No South Park this week. We'll have a new one
No.
next week. I'm gonna be kind of interested to see if there's any Charlie Kirk
I
thing.
doubt it.
Okay. Cause they're so
Because he's an
spontaneous.
American human, a hero.
That's true.
And you can't say anything bad about him because, he carried the weight of the nation on his shoulders. All he wanted to do was have a conversation, you know.
Yeah, the great food truck race. We're down to the finale. We're down to the Pakistani guys and the noodle people. So, this they both have been the winners of the week. I think they're the only ones that have ever won the,
Do the Pakistani guys make shawarma?
no.
Donor?
Is that a thing?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know I don't recognize that. But the
DONR, and it's got two dots above the O.
well, I just don't. I'm not reading their menu. I don't know.
Oh, well, God.
Well,
Okay.
telling me how it's spelled isn't going to help if I've never heard the word.
Sure. Well, all right. Kebabs,
Okay.
they make kebabs.
No, they're doing things. I don't know. They have to get
Well, fuck, you've
they
been
have
watching
to
this for
they
how
have to
many
get
years now and you
some
don't know
kind of
what they
special
make?
meat. Some kind of special meat
Could be
that they don't
kofta.
probably, and they won't use any other kind, and they're doing a lot of fries with gunka on it, all sorts of
Wonderful.
yeah
Sounds
lo
great.
loaded fries. There you go. Okay. On Alien Earth, we're back to the right story, but boy, this one really fucked up this week. It was so fucked up this week. They get this one guy. He goes in and he's one of the robots. He goes in and he accidentally gets exposed to one of the creatures, and the creature kills it or destroys it. It's like squirts acid into its face until the head falls off. So
Sure.
it's dead. And so then one of the other robots who's being manipulated by somebody else talks the one of the humans into going in. Well, he sees him down there. He says, "Oh, we should go in and save that guy." So they go in to try to save the guy who's already dead. Well, he's not really dead. He's not working anymore. And at the same time, he opens up one of the alien egg containers, and so the guy gets exposed. Well, gets the thing on his face, and then the kid who did all of this also gets done the same thing that happened to the first robot unit. Well, last week nothing happened. I mean, not nothing happened, but this was exciting.
It sounds like it, and I particularly like the way you described it.
I was
Then
closing my eyes and screeching a lot,
this thing happened, and then the kid went in, and the same thing happened with the acid in the face, and then stuff happened, and it was very exciting.
See, you caught it.
I did, yeah,
Yeah, that's
that's
easy.
fantastic recap.
We did see Harry Potter and the
Oh,
Half-Blood
fuck.
Prince last
Oh,
night.
okay, great.
And that was good. They had one scene that we either never noticed before or it was a new scene, and it was just so funny and so cute. The Great British Baking Show. This was Biscuit Week.
Like cookies
Yes.
or
Yeah.
yes.
And well, the old gay guy ends up going home. He wasn't having a good week. They did it made you want to have some cookies. It really did.
What kind of biscuits were they making?
I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. You watch these shows and you don't remember shit.
Well, if I don't write, I wrote down the guy went home,
Thank you. Great.
and it was Biscuit Week.
Well, cookies. You like cookies?
Yeah, but they were
It's
well.
food. I just assume. Well, if I asked you what fucking David, whatever the fucking on QVC made with his air fryer, you could be able to lift off the whole goddamn menu. But
Well,
a real show?
no, David wasn't even hosting this one, so anyway, on Transformers 1, I didn't get to talk about this last week with you. This is an animated Transformers from last year. It's on Prime right now, and it gives the whole origin story, but it's animated, of the whole. Very well done.
I remember it got good reviews.
Yeah, and it's just. Because I watched it on the plane to Turkey, and so I thought, well, I didn't get to. I saw it on a screen that was not very big, so
Sure.
it seems like it needs to be a bigger screen, which it absolutely does. And it turned out to be really good. Chris Hemsworth's Optimus Prime, and Keegan-Michael Key plays Bumblebee, and he's super funny in it. Super funny.
Maybe I'll have to give that a go.
Okay. Bewitched. I've been watching some of the episodes after you
Reliving your
mentioned it.
childhood, sure.
I don't remember these episodes as well as.
I think Bewitched is like Monty Python or SCTV. You know, they have like maybe a dozen stellar episodes that have risen to the cultural pantheon,
Right.
where the rest are just kind of there.
I guess. Well, and it's just it's not as much fun. I mean, the first few episodes for a comedy, it's not like as hysterical as it was. When they really let Agnes Moorehead go,
Sure.
and Paul Lynde was coming in, and Alan Seuss was coming in, and you had Dr. Bombay and
Right.
the old aunt. Funny. When they really started ramping it into a comedy.
Now, did you are you watching them in order? Did you watch a couple in black and white and then go over to the
Oh, no,
colors?
I'm watching it in order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too. I mean, I was shocked because I was thinking about, I mean, and who knows, I might watch them as filler some nights, but we're talking about a full season being 26, and I think it's like 32 episodes
Wow.
per season.
Yeah. Well, I know that's what I think one of the first years of I Love Lucy was like 50.
I can see that. I mean, well, that was the early days of television.
Well,
Why the hell
because
not?
they thought, well, you got to have a new episode every week, and
Right.
you can kind of like you get vacation, 2 weeks vacation, and that's
Right.
kind of how it felt. And I also thought the reason why these Bewitches seem less familiar is because they are the black and white ones, and this was the time period in the 60s where everything was black and white, and then everything was color. So I bet you they didn't rerun the black and white ones when color TV was prominent, because
Sure.
I've got a color TV, I don't want to watch a black and white show
Right.
anymore.
Right.
That's I'm thinking that's kind of the mentality.
I remember being a kid and Bewitched and running syndication, and if it were a black and white episode, I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, that's kind of, and I'm thinking, well, that was the first season, because it was usually 65, 64, 65, and by 66, everything was in color. So even Lost in Space had one season in black and white.
Oh,
And
I always th I thought it was all black and white. I never watched the show.
oh my God. And I thought, well, and I mean, because it was those kind of fantasy shows were the first ones to flip, because they were more vibrant in color, where
Sure.
showing Gilligan's Island is, well, actually that should have been one as well because of the scenery
But
on the
they were
back
always on the
lot.
beach. There was, I mean,
Yeah,
there
but
wasn't
I
like
mean
they had much greenery.
I know the whole sale for Gilligan's Island was they're on an island, so and everybody wants to go to Hawaii, and it's a vacation
Sure.
destination. So It's got to be pretty, even though it was on a back lot in Universal Studios or
Right.
somewhere. So, let's see. This was great. It's a show over on. This was. I'll have to look it up. It's called Unknown Number, High School Catfishing. And
Oh,
so I'm thinking, oh,
God.
this is going to be, like filthy. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be fun. And then it was not. I mean, it was fun in a way, but not. It's about these two kids, the thir two 13-year-olds, boyfriend and girlfriend. The girl starts getting catfished by somebody going, "You're so ugly. I'm going to get your boyfriend, and I'm going to have sex with him. And you're never you you you're going to see. It's going to be, we're going to be a couple. And you suck. You need to kill yourself." And the boy's getting ones going, "Hey, what are you doing with that girl? She's so awful. You can do so much better." And this goes on for like 18 months, and then it goes from, you're ugly to you should kill yourself. And they don't they they're like they keep bringing it's a documentary. They keep bringing up all these kids that they think are the other, who could be catfishing them. And it's about 90 minutes long, and at the end I was screaming. I could not believe how the story ends up. And I'm not going to tell anybody because it'll spoil it. I'll tell you
Sure.
afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But it was shocking,
It was
shocking.
some 6-year-old gay guy at home that was retired and nothing better to
No,
do.
it's a 40-year-old fat guy posing as the yeah no it was just shocking. Okay, then the other thing I wanted to mention was well, two things. Hulu, I just want to beat them with a bat
Sure,
sometimes.
sure.
Okay, I was watching a show called Master Chef Duos. And this is with Gordon and Tiffany and Joe, and they had couples, either married couples, mother, daughter, brothers, friends, whatever. They're couples, okay? So I'm watching this, and then, but it keeps telling me, oh, a new episode of MasterChef Junior is available. So I'm like, I'm constantly going in and clearing that off. I don't want to see MasterChef Junior. I just want to watch the MasterChef duos when it comes back. So I kept flicking it off, and then I go back in. I thought Sean was actually gaslighting me and kept putting it back up on my list.
Sure.
And this went on for weeks. And then one day it occurred to me, are there more episodes of MasterChef Duos? And I went in, and there's like I've missed like 7 weeks because,
Sure, yeah.
and so, and then as soon as we watched one episode of that, now all of a sudden MasterChef Junior is gone, and it's just MasterChef Duos. Why Junior came up, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I hate watching the Junior shows on MasterChef.
Sure, yeah,
It's
no one wants to watch children.
oh, they're either crying, which is okay, but are they're all, "Well, I'm 7 years old and I can make the best eggs Benedict." Okay, you're gross. I don't want to see horrible little children. It's like watching The Bad Seed. It really
Sure,
is.
sure. Oh, yeah.
Some of them are
Oh,
even worse.
mother.
Okay,
You're the
and
best mother.
yeah, and but they're all, they're all so
Yeah, and
children.
Hulu sucks. Yes, Hulu. I'll be. So I know that Hulu and Disney are going to be combined, are combined for certain folks now, and I don't want Disney Plus. I don't care about Disney Plus. I'm just curious if it will make Hulu better or make Disney Plus worse. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. And once they get Fubo, which is a sporting a kind of a thing for sports, on with their ESPN,
Great.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be weird. But
It's gonna come cable again. All these big, gigantic bundles that you don't want at an inflated price.
right.
That's bullshit. Although, I mean, it was in the stars. You knew it was gonna happen.
Sure. Well, especially now when we've actually seen numbers where there's more people streaming than watching cable. So, also, speaking of Hulu, English Teacher will be starting new episodes 2 weeks.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show
Oh,
that
it's
you,
Brian Jordan Alvarez.
yes.
Okay,
So,
yes, that's a good one.
10 new episodes
I'm
coming
sure
up.
Hulu will remind me.
Okay, and then something I mentioned to you earlier in the week is how porn is being ruined by ugly people. And the reason I'm saying this is that in the old day, whether you watched, like regular porn, straight porn, gay porn, at least the actors tried to not look gross.
Well, first of all, I think that's the genre of porn that you like is fat guys
No, no,
fucking,
no, no.
so
You're wrong. You're wrong.
am I?
Yes. What bothers me is, and the way porn is being distributed to us, like if you're on X and you're watching, because they remember the old days, we got porn was here's a story about six people in three segments, and it's going to last you about 45 minutes to an hour, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, you're going, oh, this is really interesting, and the people are attractive, and then a minute and a half into it, it flips over, and there's something gross to see, and then it's like, it's like,
What do
kind
you
of
mean
thing.
it flips over?
It changes into another video. Don't you know how to watch porn anymore?
No, I'm trying to make sense of what you're saying.
Okay, so you're watching a
So you're
stream.
on Pornhub or
No,
XTube,
no.
X
No, this is
Hamster,
X. This is X.
so just
And
Twitter, which is only
okay.
like the videos are only a couple seconds to a minute long at most,
Sure.
and they're not complete
No, no,
usually.
no. And some are long. You can some are longer. Some are 25 minutes. But mostly they're going to be two, well, anywhere between 5 seconds and 2.5, 3 minutes long. Okay. I would be fine if it was consistently like hot. But as soon as you throw that bucket of water on me, I'm done.
But that's your algorithm. It's
Oh, come
tailoring,
on. No, because I'm
and it
watching.
knows what
No,
you
I'm
want. It's
watching
like, oh,
all
here's
of.
some more fat guys.
I no, I'm watching. I'm watching one channel.
So it's that channel. Well, then
It's
don't.
that channel. It's the next channel. It's the next. They all. It's like, don't let these ugly people submit their
I still
ugly
think
porn. No,
it's your
it's
algorithm.
not just my algorithm. You're
I think it
wrong.
is. I think it is.
No.
I don't get that many ugly folks. I don't get to see their faces. It's always just dick, because that's all I want to see.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think I've ever seen a face.
Oh, ooh, that's okay. Okay, sorry.
So that's, like I said, that's your algorithm. You can't be pissed because it knows what you like. You say
Whatever
you don't,
it's
but
but
come
if you're on
on.
one channel and the channel's
Sure.
usually good, and then all of a sudden there's this whole run of like
Sure.
hideous.
All right.
Ugh, yeah.
No, I think it secretly knows, or it
No,
knows you
I'm next
secretly.
time we're together, which would be probably I
Oh,
guess n next
God.
summer.
Probably.
I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about.
It's
I mean,
okay.
you'll be cringing through it,
No, I believe that
but
much.
yeah. So yeah, that was it's just something I noticed that I guess my point here is that when porn was controlled by
The
organizations,
studios.
sure, the garage, the guy who lives in the garage,
Well,
it's
I mean, but
controlled
you
by
had
him.
like
But what
Colton.
I'm saying is, then it was there. It was under management. As soon as people got video and thought, "I'm sure people are going to want to watch me having sex," that's when porn went bad.
I disagree with that too, because I mean, the ones that are good looking and know that they can make money on their own, that's exactly what they're doing. They're going over to Just for Fans, OnlyFans, and getting paid subscriptions. It's the uggos that you're watching on Twitter that, no one pay to watch is who you're seeing.
No, half of these people have OnlyFans.
Well, obviously, since your algorithm is tuned to the uggos that you enjoy watching, they must get people that are willing to pay. Maybe it's that a combination of sex and fright, like balloon fetishes, where the sound of the popping balloon and you and the anxiety of not knowing it w when it's going to pop. Is it a sexual turn on maybe for you as you're scrolling through, just seeing that one hideous man and the thrill you get of going, it enhances your orgasm.
Well, just remember, when you have to take you're holding your phone in one hand, and to get off this horrible picture, you must remove your hand from what else you were possibly doing.
No, I'm saying the shock of it is what your brain is looking for. It wants that extra, the little extra something.
Yeah, that's kind of like saying, okay, every time you're getting to a moment, they splash you with ice cold water. Oh, what a thrill. Okay, did you do anything this week? Because you didn't write anything
No,
down.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even watch this week's episode of Sakamoto Days because I'm so upset with how the storyline is going. I'm so fucking bored with it.
Well,
And I
stop
didn't
watching
want.
it.
No, I'm not going to have to complete it. Once I'm committed that way.
Oh,
And
right. Well, we pulled out of Foundation over on Apple TV.
which one is that one?
Oh, it's this. It's they're trying to do a Star Wars type thing, but it's not exciting, and it's just okay. Apple TV is another one. For some reason, they won't tell me when I've watched an episode. I've watched the
Really?
episode, and then so we'll come back a week later and go, oh, let's watch another. Wait. Which did we watch? We've actually started two or three of them where we're going, I think we've watched this one. Let's go to the next one. And then finally, Sean goes, why don't we just not? Oh, okay. Let's cancel
Sure.
this. And it just got renewed for a fourth season. They can have it. It's just like we went into the third, like three and two or three episodes. And it's just, I'm done. I don't care. Let them die.
Well, I can't imagine there's too many more episodes of Sakamoto Days for me. So, two or three more, I suppose I can get through. But God, I kind of just want it to be over. And then like no Alice in Borderlands that I did this week. Borderlands 4, the video game released this week, but I think I'm gonna hold off on buying that one
So is
until
Borderlands out, the new one?
Alice in Borderlands Season 3, not yet.
Okay.
I think it's coming later this month.
Yeah, because I know that they've been really bad. I mean, the British Baking Championship came out, and they didn't even tell me it was back on air.
Netflix
Netflix.
didn't? Oh.
Yeah.
Now they usually send me emails and saying, "Oh, this is coming back," or "Here's something
Well,
you might
I mean,
like."
in past season, it's just episode one's there Friday morning, and this I had to go look for it and restart my, I guess, my subscription to that
Sure.
show.
Huh.
And it's, yeah, because I think that's the biggest thing they need to fix, because Paramount Plus is terrible at it. Peacock's not too bad. Disney, they don't do that at all. They don't show you what you. They don't go, hey, continue what they have a little continue watching thing, but it's
Yeah.
so small you don't even notice
Sure.
it. And you look at it and you go, I started watching that? Huh? I think it's one of those where they kind of, when you're finishing one, but you don't turn it off before they start the next one.
Sure, sure,
And
sure.
now
Yeah.
you've got it on your fucking page forever.
Right.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's
No,
that.
I get, I'm surprised I actually haven't gotten an email from Netflix this week saying, "Hey, don't forget about Sakamoto Days." Because I would say out of all the streaming services, out of the two that I have, Hulu. Well, we know how much Hulu sucks. We just talked about that. Netflix is pretty good about saying, "Hey, come back. Come back, turn us on. We miss you. There's
Well, if they
so
send
much
me,
to watch."
yeah, if they send me an email, I don't. I'm usually just, flick those things out, just throw them in the garbage. I don't need to find out what I need to watch from, NBC this week. Click, click, click.
Netflix?
No, I'm talking all anything email about
Oh.
streaming. I
No,
just know
I
that.
always look at the Netflix one because they'll usually tell me what comedy specials are coming up that I might like. I do find there, but because I watch so little, I usually take their recommendations. But Hulu, no. If Hulu emailed me something, yeah, I would immediately delete that and say, fuck you. Because I'm sure there'd be nothing useful in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
No, yeah, I didn't even read this week. I'm just
Well, that's because you're
getting
a
ready
bad
for
Christian.
fall. I know. Well, I'm not a Christian, but sure.
Sure. Well, you're reading the Bible. That
Well,
already
I
ought to.
know right now I'm reading the Old Testament, which is basically, I can't remember if it's the Torah or the Talmud. So at this point, I'm only Jewish. It's not until you get to the New Testament that you become a Christian.
Okay, well.
Because that's when Christ was born, was the New
Yeah,
Testament.
well, that's because the Earth's only 2,000 years old.
Sure. So yeah,
Well,
no.
a little over, because
Jesus.
he's 2025, so
37. He lived to 37, I think.
no, I'm just saying you have to add a little bit because,
Sure, sure.
we still had to have the nativity story and,
Sure, sure, sure.
yeah, so.
So, yes, no, I'm a bad Jew, not a bad
Ooh.
Christian at this
Okay.
point, but we all knew that. So yeah, that's it. What can I say? Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I did see, this week we went to the theater and we saw Some Like It Hot. And it was funny because, well, I mean, it's the whole, they didn't alter the story too much, except the Jack Lemmon's character is actually transgender.
Of course.
Yeah. But, he was almost to the point where that might have worked anyway in the 1960s version. But one thing that I thought was really interesting was that all they kept talking about, first of all, was because it was the prohibition. So they're always trying to go out and get a drink somewhere, we're gonna go to Mexico and have, cocktails. And it's and I had no cocktails, so that was really tough sitting through.
Oh, sure.
And but one thing that was interesting was one of the songs in the show was Let's Be Bad. Now, the interesting thing about Let's Be Bad is that that's from the TV show Smash. That's where she was with the baseball players, and they're like,
Huh.
ooh, the number was Let's Be Bad. And so I'm like going, how? I'm confused, and then I looked it up, and it's the same writers as Smash and Smash on Broadway, and I guess it was called. Well, they're the same writers as Some Like It Hot, so they just carried over a song that they didn't use in Smash on Broadway and put it into this show.
Sure. Well, kind of
I didn't realize they could be that interchangeable, but I guess it works.
didn't Irving, I mean, that was White Christmas had a couple handful of Irving, but well, it was Irving Berlin, but shows songs from other shows like Can Can.
I just didn't. I was surprised that they did it on Broadway, just
Oh,
simply because it's like,
sure.
once it's unless it's like a compilation, like when you had
Wow, yeah.
Jerry's Girls or Sondheim's Songbook, where they're just going to be rehashing those particular composers.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting that they would take a song from a TV show, put it in a Broadway show, and then when the TV show finally gets made into a Broadway show, it's not in that show. So
Sure.
it's funny, or not, I guess. Okay, you have nothing else, so
I don't.
we're gonna cut this one short.
Well, we got 5 minutes. It's not that short.
Yeah.
How about this? I made a crock pot recipe kind of about a month ago called Swamp Potatoes. And one of my YouTube channels, Emmy Made, she's okay, but I have to watch her at like 1.5 speed because she talks too damn slow. She made it. And it's just your basic crock pot green bean potato recipe, except you're using like ranch seasoning mix and Lipton onion soup mix. And even though you're still using those two mix packets, I thought it came up bland. And then you throw a stick of butter in while it's cooking, so not only is it bland, but it's greasy. So she made it and she's like, oh, these are so tasty. I'm like, girl, you're lying. Those aren't tasty. You know they're not tasty and they're greasy. So I was a bit disappointed in her this week because I thought, she would have the same reaction going, huh, this is expensive, bland, and greasy. But she didn't.
Well,
So.
speaking of cooking, I'm watching the QVC, and they had a Vitamix, and they had a Cuisinart, and it's a thing that basically just shaves ice, you know. So these two things, and they're going, well, what I love about this is the Vitamix. I have smoothies every day, and I'm spending, $10 a day on a smoothie. If I have this, I won't be spending that $10 anymore. And I'm thinking, where are you fucking getting ingredients, bitch? What, you think the ingredients just pop out of the Vitamix?
Wow,
So you're
sure.
still, but you're still going to spend $4 or $5 on, raspberries and bananas and strawberries and blueberries and any a milk product that you might put in that or not put in that. You're still going to spend $5. So stop making it sound like
But it's
you.
not going to be $5 per.
Oh, isn't it?
No. Come
Oh,
on.
okay.
I mean,
And
if you
yeah, oh,
bought
and.
like a pound of frozen berries, if you buy all frozen berries instead of fresh, bananas are cheap as shit. No, I'm sure you could do $10 would get you a week worth of smoothies.
Okay. I disagree, but okay.
I think you should. You have a Vitamix, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I refused to get a Vitamix.
What's your blender then?
Ninja.
Okay, well then, go spend $10 on berries and bananas and see how many smoothies you can make. Maybe
Yeah,
throw in
well,
some spinach in there
and I'll
too.
also count how much of that I'm throwing away because it spoils. I know the frozen berries, but you know what ends up happening? They get tucked under, and a year later you find it, and it's a big mass of
Block of
ice.
ice.
Yeah, and then you go, I'm going to use these anyway, and then it tastes like freezer burn.
Ugh, yeah,
Yeah, so
disgusting.
yeah, but I just and then right in the middle of that, they have the sale is for now vacuum cleaners. Now, how does that work in the kitchen? I mean,
Do you
sure, you can
mean?
use one in the kitchen, but that's in the living room with David. I'm sorry. You can't sell that on a kitchen show.
Sure. Okay. Well, is it one of those floor washing vacuums?
No.
Oh, it's just a
No.
regular old
It's just
Dyson
a
or
it's
whatever.
a it's expensive Shark,
Sure.
and now it comes cordless,
Yeah.
and the handle moves, and it dumps itself, and it's $350.
Sure.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. Yep. But I do love the way that they're trying to go. And we know a lot of people have just hardwood floors, but this works great on even that. And I'm thinking, yeah, but
But why wouldn't it? I mean,
right.
a
I
hardwood
mean,
floor is about
any
the
vacuum is
easiest
going to
thing
work. You
to do.
don't
Exactly.
have to draw out of the fibers.
Right.
So,
That's a
oh
dumb
wait,
sell.
what time is it?
Now you've got a minute left. See, look at
Okay.
that.
All right. So we'll I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.